Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message by Stephen Cady. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that most of us have very little experience shepherding. And by little, I mean like absolutely none. We have no idea what it's like to control a herd of flock of unruly sheep, to try and get them to go in a particular direction, to corral them into a place of safety, at least not literally. Maybe there are a few out there who have lived a largely agrarian lifestyle, maybe, but certainly it is not all of us. The original hearers of John's gospel, on the other hand, they're a different story. They would have likely heard the metaphor of Jesus as the good shepherd and immediately been able to relate, if not personally, then tangentially. That is, even if they never stood in the fields themselves, they certainly knew someone who had. In other words, they had an experience of shepherding that we just don't. And yet there is something about the experience that we can sort of relate to, can't we? We may have never been around sheep in our lives, but we certainly know what it's like to try and control a situation that is ultimately out of our hands. A situation in which no one seems to listen. A situation in which we want someone to go one way when they decide to go another. Maybe some of us are there this morning, wanting desperately for someone in our lives to go in a different direction, only to watch them go astray. That's the thing about sheep, both the literal and the figurative kind. They have a mind of their own, which means in the end that whether we like it or not, it's their choice to listen or not. We can give all that we have, we can point them in the right direction, we can shout and corral and herd, but in the end, it is up to them to follow. Just ask any teacher or parent or preacher. Hearing may be involuntary, but listening takes a choice. Of course, if we're honest, some of us relate a little more to the sheep than we do to the shepherd. That is, we know how much it rubs us the wrong way when someone tries to tell us what to do. Some of us, it bothers so much that even if we were going to do the thing that they're telling us to do, we'll do something else just to prove that we can. What's that about? It's like we can't stand the idea that we need someone else's help to navigate this world, to find our way, to point us in the right direction, even though we know in our hearts deep down that we do. That we can't do this alone, that we get by with a little help from our friends. Only it takes some courage to ask for help, doesn't it? Remember the children's play last week? What's the bravest thing you've ever said? Asked the boy. Help, said the horse. It takes some courage to ask for help because it leaves us vulnerable. because it opens us up to admit that there is something that we need. It forces us to listen to another person, to open ourselves up, to show them a little something that we haven't shown other people. It takes some courage to open ourselves up, and that, of course, comes with a risk. We have likely all been in a situation in which we've listened to the wrong shepherd and found ourselves a little lost. And after we've had one or two of those experiences, it is so tempting to just shut down, to not listen to anyone else, to never make ourselves vulnerable. But of course, we know that we can't do that and fully live. After all, life is lived in the sharing. We know that as people of faith, don't we? That is, we can't just hold ourselves up and pretend like there's nothing else going on out there in the world. No, we have to sort of get back out there and trust someone else, listen to someone else, have the courage to admit to someone else that we need a little help. Who are those people in your life that you trust enough to listen to? Who are the people that know you, the real you? Not just the you that you put out there, the one that bowls a 147, the one that looks a particular way, but the one that is here, warts and all, the unique strangeness that is you. Who are those people in your lives? We need them, don't we? Because sometimes we can't see it in ourselves. That's the thing. People always say, believe in yourself, but that's really hard to do, isn't it? After all, we know ourselves pretty darn well. Faults and all. If we paused for a moment and gave everyone a chance to just think of something that they wish they had a little differently in their life, they wish they could point out, if it wouldn't take long for us to find some of those faults in ourselves, right? We all know them, don't we? And not just the cosmetic ones. It's much easier to point out our bald spots than our blind spots. It's much easier to point to those things that everyone else can see than it is to admit to those things that very few of us want others to know. We need people in our lives who know us, whom we listen to. Who are those people for you? Maybe some of us are thinking of our mothers this morning. It makes sense. It is Mother's Day. And at their best, mothers can be those people in our lives who know us and listen to us and believe in us no matter what, who know our faults and all, and yet are with us and for us. And some of us were blessed enough to have those kind of mothers. But we know that's not everyone's experience. So who is it for you? Who do you listen to? Who knows you? Whom do you choose to follow? My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. In some ways, our scripture lesson for today is so simple. Jesus is describing to us what it means to be his disciples, to listen and be known and to follow. To listen and be known and to follow. He even tells us why it matters, because it leads to life, not the kind of life that perishes, not the kind of life that goes away, but the kind of life that not even death can destroy. Only for 2,000 years, that's not the part of this verse that we've listened to. See, this lesson comes to us today from the Gospel of John. which is important because John is a complicated gospel just like us. It is beautiful and poetic and offers hope for a people who were severely disappointed, disappointed to have been kicked out of the synagogue, disappointed to no longer have a place to call home, disappointed to realize that Jesus just wasn't coming back. In other words, John was writing 70 or so years after Jesus to a people who were disappointed, to a hurt people. And as so often happens, hurt people in this case, in the Gospel of John, it is our Jewish siblings that they hurt. See, John paints with a rather broad brushstrokes when he talks about our Jewish siblings. He often pits Jesus against a group that he just names the Jews. We can hear it in our passage for today. Jesus is in Jerusalem for the festival of dedication. He's in walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon, and he's approached by, quote, the Jews, who ask him, "Tell us plainly, don't keep us in suspense, are you the Messiah or not?" It's a fair question. Some of us have asked it from time to time. We've looked at Jesus. We've seen the way that he's been used and abused in the world and asked ourselves, is this really who we want to be following? Jesus responds to them in John's gospel. I have already told you, but you do not believe me. And he points to all the works he's done in God's name. And he says, but you do not believe. He says, you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. You do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. And on that simple statement hangs 2,000 years of atrocities committed against our Jewish siblings. You do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. From the ghettos of Europe to the horrors of the Holocaust hang on that simple line. You do not belong. You do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. And if we're honest, it doesn't really make sense to us. It rubs us the wrong way too. You don't believe because you don't belong to my sheep. You don't believe because you don't belong. That doesn't even seem to make sense. Where's the free will in that? Where's the choice? Did we pick the wrong denomination? Was Calvin right? Is it already predetermined who is in the flock and who is out of the flock? Maybe we can make it to third pres before the service ends. But that's not where the passage stops. And if we'd really listened, maybe we could have avoided a lot of pain. Because Jesus goes on to offer that simple statement, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. Do you hear? He's saying that listening is believing, that we follow Jesus by listening to what he has to tell us, that the difference between who's in the flock and who's out of the flock are the people who are willing to listen to what he has to say, to follow the way of life that he set out for them. It's those who are willing to live the life that Christ showed us. That is what it means to follow Jesus. That's what it means to be in his flock. That's what it means to be sheep. And to make it crystal clear, this verse does not condemn our Jewish siblings. To make it do that makes us stand on our head and forget some very basic facts. Number one, that Jesus was Jewish, that his disciples were Jewish, that he was in Jerusalem for the festival of dedication, what we know as Hanukkah. To make it refute the Jews' whole hog is to miss the entirety of the gospel, is to miss the point entirely. When we hear about the Jews in John's gospel, what he's really referring to are a very particular, very specific group of Jewish elites who had kicked that community out of the temple. But unfortunately, he paints with too broad a brushstroke. And we have 2,000 years of atrocity because of it. But if we listen hard enough, we can still just make out that voice of the Good Shepherd, the promise of a Good Shepherd to his sheep, that the way to life is to listen and be known and to follow. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. In other words, friends, we know the way to life. It is the way of Christ. It is the way of love, but it takes a choice every day, every moment, every relationship that we're in. It takes a choice to lean in towards life, which seems important in this week in which we've struggled to understand choice and life. We forget that in the Christian faith, choice has always come, life has always come from choice, that we can't find our way to life unless we make a choice, that every person must have the right to make a choice that leads to life. Fortunately, we have a shepherd to follow. So if we find ourselves this morning a little astray, if we find that we've wandered off from the flock a bit, if we're looking for those people in our lives that we can trust, we've come to the right place. Because while we might not have a lick of experience when it comes to shepherding, as the body of Christ, we can listen and be known and follow together and trust that as we do, it will lead to life. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.